The city of Wausau is purchasing the L&S printing building on the west side of the river. Ann Werth is community development director. Talk to our Raymond Newport about the project.
Why don't we start off with a quick look at this property acquisition we're seeing out of the city of Wausau. This is kind of a continuation of the city's work to try to remediate blighted property.
Yes, the city acquired four properties at the last city council meeting. The property at 2408 Gowan Street is close to Athletic Park, and that property on Gowan Street had raise orders through our inspection department, and we were contacted by the owner. That property was purchased for $10,000, which is less than the land value of the property.
One of the big property acquisitions has been the L&S printing building over on the corner of First and Stewart. I believe that's still Stewart over there. What is the city's idea on what they want to do with that property at this time?
If you recall, the city of Wausau did tax incremental financing district number 8, and that was approved by the city council in April of 2012. If you take a look at the plan, it specifically talks about the property on the waterfront and that looking for a higher and better use of that property. And the property became available a couple of years ago. There was an offer put in on it that was rejected, and the property went up for sale just recently for a lesser amount of money, and the city of Wausau purchased that in order to facilitate the development of the Near West Side and the West River District. We look at that property as key to the gateway into our business district and the potential for a higher and better use on that property than the building that is there currently.
One of the things that we do see, obviously, is that L&S building is on two of the major streets on the west side, First Avenue and Stewart Avenue, and it is a very visible building when you're coming in, especially from Stewart Avenue, Highway 52 into downtown. I guess that's part of the point, is that you guys want to do something with that so it's not just a vacant plot of land.
Correct, and you're absolutely right. There is high visibility for that area, and it is a gateway. The right proposal for that area will make a true difference on that West Riverfront.
You've got two other properties. Why don't you tell me about those two?
The house at 1306 North 1st Street. If you recall, the city acquired Savo Supply. This property is directly to the south of Savo Supply, and it was for sale by owner. City contracted, received an appraisal on that property, and we are purchasing that from the current owner. It is directly on the railroad tracks, and it is adjacent to the property we own for Savo. And Savo Supply right now is out on a request for proposals. And this property eventually, we believe, will probably demolish this as it is within feet of the railroad. And I believe it might even be on railroad right away. And it will contribute to the Savo Supply property.
All right. And the last one is on 2nd Street. And I'm looking at pictures here from Google, and we are seeing kind of some damage to that building. Why don't you tell me more about that one?
It was another piece of property in through that area that was offered to the city by the owner. Appraisal was done on the property, and a price was reached, and the council approved the purchase of that property.
One of the things that has come up again is that the city is trying to do a better job of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure that all of these acquisitions that are going on are by the book. Has there been some improvement in communication with the city and other groups that need to know about these property acquisitions?
Every property that we are acquiring is put on the agenda, and negotiations of sale or purchase of property are under closed session. But the public absolutely knows which property is being discussed. And once a purchase price is determined, that is brought back in open session to Finance Committee and then on to City Council. The three properties that were purchased basically are blighted properties, two for sure, and the other one, as I said, is right next to the railroad tracks and will be a contributing piece of property to the Savo Supply. I'm excited about the purchase of the L&S building because if you take a look at the TIF plan and the West Riverfront, it gives us a great opportunity for someone to have a property, as you had discussed beforehand, that has high visibility. And it's going to take the right project to go into that area, but it will enhance our waterfront on our west side.